Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll preview the BC39 with Jacob Quick. Then we'll speak with Florence winner Zach Milby. And we'll have a conversation with sprint car winner from Bloomington, Trey Osborne. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Pittsburgh. Brandon Burgoon won that one. Brandon Spithaller wins Tri-City and Lernerville. Bedford goes to Spike Moore. Sean Haddon wins at the Dog. Latrobe to Jeff Ferguson. Jennerstown to Gary Wiltrout. Billy Henry victorious at Erie's. I-55 in Missouri to Cade Dillard. Tasker Taz gets the big trophy at Scotland County. Farmington goes to Brad Bowden. Jeff Newell wins the High Banks Hustle at Southern Illinois. Make it to Colin Alexander. Jake Newman wins Jacksonville. Kyle Hammer the same at Fairbury. Lee County in Iowa to Jake Griffin, while Jack Thomas wins 34. English Creek to Brody, while Trevor Feathers wins at Beckley, West Virginia. Tyler County goes to Cody Rogers. Kyle Hardy wins Elkins in Ohio Valley to Casey Burdett. Dylan Woodling, a winner in Indiana at Montpelier. Anderson to Dameron Taylor. Shane Cottle on the throttle at Lincoln Park. Paragon to Jordan Kinzer. Sean Durbin wins Salem. Brownstown to Derek Groomer. Caleb Sheetsy, another win at 24. Speedrome to Jeffrey Shackelford, where all Carter Cook wins Sportsdrome. Ohio Speed Week crowns Cap Henry the champion. Congrats to him. RJ Conley wins Moeller. Zach Etzel wins Raceway 7. Muskingum, another win for Caden Black. And Jacob Boxall victorious at Limaland. The checkers in Kentucky at 201 to Michael Howard. Skyler Marler wins Thunder Mountain. Rock Castle to Jeff Watson. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, friend of the show from Indianapolis, welcome back, Jacob Quick. And boy, I've got questions for you about next Tuesday and Wednesday, the race in there at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the BC39. Is this on the Indy 500 track?
It is not on the Indy 500 track. It is inside of the turn three on the oval. It is a quarter mile dirt track. That was kind of a vision of Brian Clausen, which is the namesake of the race. I don't want to steal your thunder there, but the BC 39, as you said, obviously the BC stands for Brian Clausen, and the 39 was his car number. So in honor of him, that's the name of the race. And the feature is 39 laps in his honor.
Very cool. BC 39, Brian Clausen, car number of that great star of the past, and now the number of the feature event that'll be on Wednesday, July 1st. There's the prelims on July 30th. All of it happening at the historic Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And, you know, how big of a vibe does it, I mean, when you're at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, a track that's got such, you know, century plus of history, Formula One, NASCAR, things like that, how does the vibe for an event like this, you know, flow into those, you know, historic veins?
It's really cool. One of the things I love about the track is the flag stand and the start finish line faces the pagoda. And so as the sun is setting, beautiful Indiana sunset, the sun is setting, you see the pagoda off to the left, and there's a big screen from obviously the oval track that is also simultaneously streaming Flow Racing, which is, if you can't get here for tickets, which are at IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com, it'll be live on Flow both nights, and that stream is up on the big screen. So it's got the feel of being at a NASCAR, an IndyCar, you know, a major event, and we're really excited.
Well, we're chatting with Jacob Quick from Indianapolis about the BC 39 coming up next Tuesday, June 30th and July 1st, Wednesday, for the feature events right there at the historic Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the quarter mile dirt track. That's got to be a sight to see in and of itself. And this is, I believe, a USAC sanctioned event. So we're going to see some of the USAC stars running there. Who's kind of like penciled in going to be there from USAC?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a USAC race. So we've got the regulars from the schedule, a couple of highlights. We've got fresh off of winning Indiana Midget Week, Carter Sarf, Cannon McIntosh, two-time defending winner, and last year's winner, Justin Grant, the 2023 winner. And then rounding out that star-studded lineup is the 2025 Indiana Midget Week winner, Cale Drake. But in addition to those USAC stars, you've got a few others that people might recognize
Who you got?
Late model star Ricky Thornton Jr. is back. He's run this event in the past. You got a few high limit drivers, Justin Peck, Dason Persley. You've got a micro driver, and he's gone to the sprint car world now, but Steven Snyder Jr. out of Maryland is jumping back in, a CB Industries midget. You got
What about the Southwest? There are some guys coming up from the Southwest that I made some notes about. Who you got coming up from down there?
Well, we've got one more. We got the USAC Triple Crown winner from 2003 and J.J. Yaley coming back out here. People might not know him from the NASCAR world as well. But then you've got two legends of the Tulsa Shootout, and Frank Flood and Jonathan Beeson. They've won a combined 9 Golden Drillers. I don't believe Frank Flood has been in a midget outside of maybe the Chili Bowl in quite some time. So we're excited to have him out. And then Jonathan Beeson does not run, obviously, the full schedule of USAC, but does some stuff out on the West Coast sometimes. So excited to have a few ringers come back and join us, as well as a few USAC sprint car guys, as Briggs Danner, Gunnar Setzer, Kevin Thomas Jr. You've got some guys that run some sprint cars for the Venezuela National Sprint Car Championship that are also jumping back in a midget.
Man, that guy Mitchell Bowles is on the list too. He's a heck of a star, and can't wait to see all of them. Next Tuesday, June 30th, July 1st, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the BC39, sanctioned by USAC, officiated by those guys, but at the historic IMS, IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com is where you can get the tickets and the information. We're chatting with Jacob Quick from Indianapolis on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. One of the cool things that I remember from the first events was that the track GM in a business suit goes around and shakes the feature field's hand before they fire the engines. Is that guy going to do that again?
Yes, you'd be talking about Doug Bowles, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the NTT IndyCar Series. A tradition that he and Tim Clawson have done since the race started is to go around and to personally greet, talk with each driver as they sit in their car on the track, ready to be pushed off.
Jacob Quick, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Curlin, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm, or, you know, when things start to ramp up, and how quickly you can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner from Florence Speedway in Kentucky, the dirt late model win for Zach Milby. And hey, Zach, welcome back to the show. This race you just ran there really had the old school flavor of the North-South that they used to run or still run at Florence in its name, with the Southern drivers from the Topless Outlaw Series versus what you are the champion of, the Northern drivers, the Ohio Valley Dirt Late Model Series. Did that feel like that to what you guys in the pits were feeling?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Like, when you're there, you kind of you race against some of them guys, maybe at like Eldora and stuff like that for the dirt track. But this right here was like their series versus ours. And it was like we met literally like right in the middle. I mean, it was pretty close for both of us. And it did. It gave you that old feel. It's kind of like their best guys versus our best guys to see who's got what.
Wow. And the guy that had the got what was our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, Zach Milby, the winner of the event there between the Topless Outlaws and the Ohio Valley Dirt Late Model Series. He's the defending series champion for the Ohio Valley guys. You're dealing with the regular guys that you have to battle with all year, Trent Green, Corey DeLancey, Pete Crum, Donnie Dotson, and, you know, the whole gang. But when you look across and you got Hall of Famer Skip Harp, you got the guy from Georgia, Austin Horton, Kyle Courtney, you know, and then Randy Weaver ends up on the podium with you. I could see why the victory lane pictures, you had just a little bit of extra spark. What was it like racing those guys that you sometimes get to see, but now they're trying to take away your bread money? What was it like out there battling with those cats?
Yeah, man. Like I follow all them guys too. Like obviously like Dirt on Dirt, I get on there like every day and I see like who wins their stuff and whatnot. And people now say like, there's no win in racing that is easy. Like our series, their series, any crate series, it's so hard to win now. And I knew it was going to be so much harder just because there's so many more good guys there. So, I don't know. Like, I get fired up in my interviews and stuff like that, and I didn't really know what to say. I just
Yeah, you look over at Randy Weaver, and you know, I got to say something, but I'm still in awe, I would imagine, of a guy like that being there in the top three with you.
Yeah, and, like, I come off turn two one time, and he showed me his nose. I looked over, and anybody knows when you see a yellow nose, I knew who it was. And I looked at the board and I said, well, I got about 13 laps to get this done. So, and that was one thing I didn't have to worry. I knew he wasn't going to run over me. Mm-hmm. I knew that because he's an old school racer and he races with respect just like I do. Like I'm 33 years old and he's been doing this way longer than I have. And, I knew he wasn't going to run me over. So I didn't have to worry about that. Same thing with Trent. Trent slid me and stuff like that, and he left me a lane. And that's the first thing I said in my interview was I appreciate him racing me that way because that's how I would race somebody else. And could he win and run me over? Yeah, for $4,000, some people would have done it. But we got mutual respect with each other and stuff like that, and it's nice to race with people that way that race you the same way you race them.
Wow.
And I wish there was more of that today.
Well, you know, one of the guys that is at the point of it is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Zach Milby, the winner at Florence Speedway in Kentucky, the 2025 series champion of the Ohio Valley Dirt Late Model Series, and a profabrication driver. What was it like roaring those pipes of the profabrication headers out there to this victory?
Man, they ain't nothing like them things. Andrew and all them down there at Profab, we bought a used set last year from, and we put them on, and the quality is amazing. Like once you buy them, unless you get in a wreck and damage, you will not have to buy another set. So, and we went and bought another set this year, and like I said, all them guys, and whatever you need, they'll build it. And it took them a little bit to build it because it was something custom for us. So, and I appreciate Andrew and all the guys at Profab for all they do for us.
Now, profabrication.com hotline appreciating Zach Milby and congratulating him on the victory. Profabrication hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, Zach Milby, folks listening maybe down in our Wachula station in Florida or out in Iowa at Radio Keokuk or in Maquoketa or other places all across the country, don't have maybe the depth of knowledge of you, what got you started in racing? How'd you find this sport?
Well, I was like, I think I was 6 years old, and our neighbor actually raced go-karts, and he raced at a track like probably 5 minutes from our house. And I actually had a yard card at the time. I rode it around the yard and stuff like that. Well, they had a class with that. So we put a little number on it and went out there and we started racing it.
And the rest is history. Zach Milby is the Florence Speedway winner, the Ohio Valley Dirt Late Model Series champion. How about other sports, though? Did you play anything else stick and ball-wise?
Yeah, I played like a little bit of basketball and then like middle school football and stuff like that. And it got to the time where the coach told me I need to pick and choose between this and racing. And I think we all know what I picked. So it was a pretty easy decision for me. So this is what I do.
Wow. Zach Milby choosing right for those that are fans of his, and definitely for all of us, though, to get to watch such a cool guy doing what he does and doing it at such an elite level. Zach Milby is our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. So for those that haven't seen you drive, are you one that, you know, likes to go high, wide, and handsome and sell those T-shirts up there doing crazy moves? Are you down on the bottom? What would you describe your driving style like?
Back in the day, so when I first got a big motor, I was up on the top, ripping the top and whatnot. And eventually you learn that sometimes you can't always do that. And I, like at Florence and stuff like that, I knew I've watched Josh Race, Pierce, all of them guys get up there and do it. You got to have something left at the end. So I'm more of the roll through the black, hit the bottom, roll through the middle, cutting left. That's kind of more my style, but if I got to get up on the fence, I'll do it.
Where could folks follow your journey along on the internet and keep up with you?
We got a Facebook page. It's just Zach Milby Racing, and we got apparel and all that stuff on there. So if you need anything, just shoot us a message and we can take care of it.
One of the good guys to follow, Zach Milby, winner at Florence Speedway, 2025 champion of the Ohio Valley Dirt Late Model Series. Friend of the show, we appreciate you taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. An amazing drive last weekend, 17th to 1st, Columbus, Ohio's Trey Osborne, the driver pulling that off at Bloomington Speedway in Indiana. He joins us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Trey, man, with guys from Indiana, California, Washington, and Australia in the field. You're the only guy from Ohio running in Indiana in sprint car territory. What's that feeling like when you're representing the Buckeye as their only star out there against all these guys?
That's pretty cool. My first race shop was off of 11th Avenue, which is about 2 miles from the Horseshoe. So, I grew up around it too, to where, I'm deep in the Columbus area, or at least was before I moved to Indianapolis. So, it's pretty cool because, most guys that kind of grew up in the area I grew up in, if they were to go racing, they would go run wing cars, and somehow the non-wing stuff just gravitated to me. And it's a little cheaper, so that's why I started doing it. And yeah, now it's pretty cool. I'm the only one in the field, so.
It's awesome to see the Columbus, Ohio native Trey Osborne taking the cage walk on top of his 410 engined sprint car running last weekend at Bloomington Speedway. And that was quite a tall order to play off your nickname there, to get past all those cars. Let's start by explaining to folks how you got the nickname Tall.
Yeah, so I needed something on my visor of my first sprint car, and I had kind of pieced it together, and it was a pretty nice car, but I kind of out of money for decals, so Osborne, which is my last name, was a little too long to tape onto a nameplate, and Tall seemed pretty easy, and we thought that'd be kind of funny, so I just did that in the shop one day. And then
what's the reality of that? Why do they call you Tall?
I'm 6'8", or at least I was. I broke my back, and I'm a little bit shorter now, but not much. Yeah, I look a little goofy compared to most normal sprint car sized guys, I guess you would say. But
well, you looked good in victory lane, and what an exciting time! 17th to first at Bloomington. A feature of 20 cars. They had many more going through some of the preliminaries, but 20 cars started the event. And our guests started back there way towards the back and through 25 laps of weaving and dicing and driving all over the place to be able to pull it off. How do you even start to comprehend when you're at 17th or 16th, wherever you were, when the green flag fell, to be able to put your mind locked in to be able to go forward? I mean, you're a guy running on a budget. You can't get this thing wrecked. You've got to be able to preserve and get the best you can finish. But how do you even claw your way through all of that in just a handful of laps? Really, 25 laps goes by so fast.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty worrying. I started 7th in the B main. Even to start with that, I was worried about just transferring. And, luckily I got through that. But yeah, starting 17th, we put bad tires on it because I was thinking if we can get to 5th, that'd be incredible. And I would say roughly with 5 laps to go, I was in 5th, and I was like, man, I'm still really pulling on the leaders. I need to, just stay locked in here and do what I can to try to win this thing. But yeah, obviously, don't want to tear stuff up, especially not in the back when you're definitely not in it for the money. So yeah, it's a tricky thing, going through your head of, okay, well, if I make this pass on this guy, I make $100 more, but,
having to be an accountant while you're out there counting the laps down, counting the possible dollars, counting where you are in the field. But no matter what, Columbus, Ohio's Trey Osborne did all of that, juggling all of that, finding lines where there was traction and being able to take the victory at Bloomington Speedway. As we said, a tall order, but the tall guy got it done. Trey Osborne, he's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So this had to have started as something, young Trey would have been, taken out to a racetrack somewhere. Where was the first oval track you went to?
Columbus Motor Speedway. It was, it's closed now, unfortunately, but they had a quarter midget track there. And my first memory is testing a quarter midget for Larry Ebert when I was 4 years old there. And
you weren't quite seven or eight at that point. Who were in those days the guys up on your bedroom wall that were heroes to you?
Oh, Tony Stewart. Yeah, I was a big NASCAR guy, and Tony Stewart was definitely my favorite driver, which it's kind of funny. I didn't even know what sprint cars and midgets were then, but now that I'm over here, it's pretty cool how it's come together.
Pretty cool for Columbus, Ohio's Trey Osborne to start out getting an opportunity at 4 to test a car and then work his way on through. to be able to pull off an amazing drive last weekend at Bloomington, Indiana, to take the victory in the non-winged 410 engine-powered sprint car. A strong run. How about pavement racing, though, with Columbus Speedway? I announced a race there decades ago and such. You know, you got ASA, CRA, ARCA, potentially NASCAR. Any of that ever, you know, go through your ideas? Would that be something you would try?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, growing up, I didn't even know what the sprint cars were. So yeah, that was always my goal, was to get to NASCAR, and it still is. It's just, it's kind of out there, but yeah, I would like to get in a pavement stock car. I never have got to do that, and I think that'd be a lot of fun. I grew up, you know, when I got in big cars, just pavement with the midgets, and yeah, I'd like to see what I could do, and you know, like something like a CRA stock car, or you know, and if it works out well, maybe try to go the NASCAR route.
Boy, that would be something. Trey Osborne, a driver that has been working and putting those, stacking those pennies, as Corey LaJoy would say, and making and earning those dollars, making passes to be able to continue to race week after week. Car owners, this may be an opportunity for you, whether it's ASA, CRA, ARCA, any of them over on the pavement side. He wants to go racing. That may be somebody to check out. A drive to remember. Where can we remember to follow you and find you on the internet so we can keep up with wherever you go?
Trey Osborne Racing on everything. You know, even my website's treyosborne.com, and I have some shirts on there. But yeah, and if you want to watch the race for the win, I've got a short little clip of the last three or four laps on there too on Facebook.
Well, they can watch, they can see it, but you lived it and earned it. Trey Osborne, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Grassroots racing this weekend, like most summer weekends, some places sunny, some places a little less sunny. But get out and support grassroots racing however you can, and certainly follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.